Also on the program today, we check in with Christian Heritage Party candidate Rod Taylor.
I'm Rod Taylor, national leader of the Christian Heritage Party of Canada and the CHP candidate in Skeena-Bulkley Valley. My wife Elaine and I live in Telkwa, BC.
Okay, great, Rod. Thanks so much for being with us here on CICK News again. Of course, we're into a federal election. Once again, something you're well acquainted with. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about how long you've been in politics and what the CHP is all about.
All right. Well, my wife and I joined the Christian Heritage Party back in 1987. The party began in 1986. The founding convention was in 1987, and we ran our first candidates in 1988. The party was begun specifically to address some of the issues that we thought the major parties were ignoring. One of those was abortion. Of course, since that time, other issues have come to the surface that are also important ones to us. At that time, there was no such thing as same-sex marriage. We thought it never should have become the law in Canada. It is now, but we would seek to return Canada's definition of marriage to that between one man and one woman. We also are concerned about many other issues. I'm sure we'll get into it during this this campaign. But I first ran for the candidacy, the nomination in Skeena-Bulkley Valley in 1993. I was not elected or chosen to be the candidate at that time, and went back to other things that I was doing. And in 2004, the federal election of 2004, I was selected to be the candidate and ran in that election. I've run in, I believe, 9 federal elections since that time, and 4 provincial ones. And for the same reason, we're just concerned about where the country is going, where the province is going. We want to see respect for life, family, and freedom restored to Canada's parliament.
Rod, one thing I noticed this time around, obviously, we've seen, you know, shifting polls and whatnot very recently, a lot of ire against the former Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. And now we have, Mark Carney with the Liberals, Pierre Poilievre, obviously with the Conservatives, Jagmeet Singh with the the NDP, and of course the Green Party. But here in the riding, it's usually a toss-up between, you know, the Conservative, the NDP. But I saw in some of your pamphlet that, you're taking target at Pierre Poilievre about some of his stances on abortion, marriage, what he's said in Parliament about those two issues, as well as, that he would withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord as well. But it looks like you're kind of targeting Pierre Poilievre. Why is that?
Well, the reality is that the Liberals and the NDP and some of the other parties, but especially the Liberals and the NDP, are 100% committed to the abortion agenda, to the gender confusion agenda, and to spending money that we don't have. Like Trudeau has doubled the national debt with the support of the NDP. Our local member of parliament supported many things that the Liberals have done. So we know where they're at. Like the people that want bigger government, that want the government to spend money it doesn't have, that want more killing of babies and killing of older people, more restrictions on freedom of speech, those people are not going to vote, most of them, for either the Conservatives or for us. So there's a slice of the population, and I think a pretty big slice, that is leaning towards the Conservatives. And some of those people agree with us on the issues. They want to see protection of innocent human life from conception to natural death. They want to see the restoration of traditional marriage between one man and one woman. They want to see freedom of speech and freedom of conscience. But somehow they have been led to believe that Pierre Poilievre is going to do those things for them, even though he has clearly said he is not. And as far as the Paris Climate Accord, he has said he has no intention to leave the Paris Climate Accord. We would, because we think we want to end the war on carbon carbon, as we are saying, carbon dioxide is not pollution, it's plant food. And this whole idea that we need to restrict our use of carbon, our emissions of carbon, is a wrong-headed approach to that. We care about the environment. We just don't think that's one of the things that needs to be done to protect the environment. So we want to point out these things because people are led to believe, and this is a tragedy in our multi-party system, they're led to believe that they only have two choices. Well, in this riding, like you say, it tends to be the NDP and the Conservatives, but the people that are voting here, they know that they're probably either putting Mark Carney or Pierre Poilievre in the driver's seat in Ottawa. And our point is that if you care about the issues that we're speaking about, that the big parties are not speaking about, then vote for what you believe. And so we're just pointing out, like, we're not against Pierre Poilievre as a person, but he's if you're pro-life, he's not pro-life, and people should know that. That's why we point that out. I think those who are with us on those issues are not probably going to vote for NDP or Liberal because their positions are well known.
A couple other points, you know, that you have there on a bit of your platform. Obviously, we have issues with housing, you know, food security. But you point out a couple of things, you know, that the housing issue and heating and transportation, taking a target of the carbon tax. Obviously, at this point, the carbon tax, consumer carbon tax, has been lifted. There's still an industrial one in place. And then also, you know, pointing out with the housing the issues, trying to make things more affordable by restricting foreign purchases. Currently, we don't have any foreign purchases of residential buildings, residential homes for the last number of years. It's been extended until 2027. How are you trying to, you know, gel with these issues and talk to constituents about these issues where it seems like they're kind of, you know, not top of the mind of a lot of people now that we don't have the consumer carbon tax and also, you know, there aren't really many foreign purchases of houses going on?
Well, they're kind of two separate topics, but the carbon tax, I mean, if Mark Carney becomes prime minister, God forbid, we will be paying the same amount or more in carbon tax, but we'll just be paying it as consumers of the industrial landscape, because that tax is going to be passed on to consumers. There's no way to avoid that. If you're going to tax producers, manufacturers, transportation people, and even oil and gas producers, the consumer is going to be paying that. They're not going to avoid that. And with Mr. Poilievre, of course, he has other things. He says he's going to get rid of all the carbon tax. We stand with him on that. Axe the tax, a great slogan. And if you're going to axe the tax on industrial producers, that's fine too. But he's still talking about things like sequestration. He's still acting as if carbon is something we need to be concerned about, carbon dioxide. We say, no, it's not carbon dioxide, it's not pollution, it's plant food. One of our points regarding housing affordability is we have brought millions of people into this country in recent years. They all need a place to live. And our housing market, our housing industry has not been able to keep up with the demand. So the prices are driven up strictly by that. And that goes for healthcare as well. We have brought in more people than our healthcare system can handle. So that's why we are saying we need to drastically slow down our immigration, our refugee program, our foreign student program, all those things that bring in more people that need a place to live. We don't have places for them. When there's a shortage of demand, that raises the price of everything. That's one of the reasons that housing prices have gone through the roof, along with the carbon taxes that have added. For new houses being built, every part of that house, everything that travels by truck, is paying a carbon tax. That's part of the reason why housing prices have gone up as well. There has been a tremendous amount of purchase of businesses and farmland by foreign investors, and some of the housing prices in Vancouver, we're told by Sam Cooper, who studied a lot of the fentanyl crisis and the some of the border problems that we have, our ports and borders, says that housing prices in Vancouver and other building prices, a lot of that has gone up because of the funneling of basically the handling of casino money and fentanyl trade money, a lot of it coming from China, and it has been fed into the housing market there, and that's part of the reason why it has jumped up so high.
Okay, Rod, that seems to be all the time that we got this time round, but thanks so much for your insight, and I'm sure we'll see you out there.
Okay, wonderful. Thanks for the call, and I appreciate your reaching out to hear what we have to say.
That was the Christian Heritage Party candidate for Skeena Buckley Valley, Rod Taylor. Stay tuned for more 2025 federal election coverage here on CICK News. Next week, we will have the Liberal, NDP, and Green candidate to hear how their campaigns are going as we get closer to Election Day on April 28th. Between now and then, there will be advanced polling, and you can always go down to the Elections Canada office and vote in person any day of the week. Stay tuned for more election coverage here on CICK News.